Yesterday we commenced with Ruku number 5 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Let's recap some of the verses that we discussed and then we continue the discussion there. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي أنشأ لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. It is He alone who created for you ears, eyes and hearts, but very seldom are you thankful. Allah granted you all your faculties, yet you use those faculties in the disobedience of Allah, or you totally negate Allah, or you are negligent of Allah despite being granted use of these faculties. Rather, gratitude would demand that you must use these faculties in the obedience of Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. It is He alone who spread you out in the land, and it is to Him that you shall be gathered. Allah is the one who spread you throughout the land. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will gather you all. And then depending on whether you were a grateful servant or an ungrateful servant, whether you were an obedient servant or an unobedient servant, depending on that, you will get your recompense in the after. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَلَهُ اخْتِلَافُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. It is He who gives life and causes death. In His hands is the alternation of the night and day. Do you not possess understanding? Meaning that your objection is that how will Allah resurrect us after our bones have decomposed in the ground? If Allah gave life, if Allah gives death, and He controls it, if Allah controls the day and night, why would that be so difficult for Allah? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you not possess understanding? بَلْ قَالُوا مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Rather, they are saying the very same thing which the previous people used to say. قَالُوا أَيْذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا إِنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ. They say, what? Once we have died and become dust and bones, will we be raised alive? لَقَدْ وَعِدْنَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا هَذَا مِنْ قَبْلُ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. We and our forefathers were promised this before. This is nothing but fables of the ancients. This is old stories. The same things we are hearing. You know, the Quran talks about this repeatedly because this was the case in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then already Allah is saying the people before used to make the same argument. If you look at it today, you still have what you call atheists who say, hey, you live once and you die. Big bang. There's nothing about resurrection and there's nothing about accountability. You see, why is it that resurrection is such an integral belief in Islam? Because when you believe in resurrection, you believe in accountability. If you don't believe in resurrection, then there's no accountability because so many people get away with so much in this world. But the perfect justice will be served on the day of Qiyamah. Now, Allah continues this very point, and this is where we left it off yesterday. So now we proceeding with further verses, verse 84. قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Say to them, meaning ask of them, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to whom does the earth belong and whoever is in it? Tell me if you know. سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Now they will say everything belongs to Allah. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Do you then not reflect? If everything belongs to Allah, then how is it that Allah can recreate? Then ask them another question. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Say, who is the master of the seven heavens and the master of the grand throne? سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Now they will say it is Allah. قُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say, do you then not fear? If Allah is so powerful that He is the master of the seven heavens and the master of the grand throne, you acknowledging that, سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ, then don't you have fear of Allah? Don't you have fear of such a majestic being that you reduce Him to being incapable of resurrecting you after your body is turned to dust? Ask them a third question. قُلْ مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Say, in whose hand is the dominion of everything? And who is it that protects while there is no protection against him? Tell me if you know. سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Now they will say it is Allah. قُلْ. Say, فَأَنَّا تُسْحَرُونَ. How then can you be so bewitched? How then can you be so bewitched? Meaning, you've lost your senses. You're acknowledging all of these attributes of Allah. You're acknowledging that Allah is the one who protects, but none can protect against Him when He decides to punish you. Yet you don't want to acknowledge that Allah can resurrect you. بَلْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Rather, we have conveyed the truth to them and they are certainly liars. They've seen enough proofs and evidence, but they are liars. Allah then concludes this point by saying, مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدْ. Allah did not take unto Himself any offspring. وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهِ. Nor is there any God with Allah. إذن, had this been the case, لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقْ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. each god would have taken away whatever he created, and then they would have tried to overcome each other. Subhanallah amma yasifun. Allah is above all that they attribute to him. How can Allah have partners? In these preceding verses, Allah is describing he has complete dominion. He protects. None can protect against him. He is the master of the seven heavens and the master of the grand throne. To him belongs everything in the earth. If you're saying there are multiple gods, then each god will want to be possessive over what he created, and each god will try to outdo the other. There'll be absolute chaos. We discussed this in Surah Anbiya. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَ. Allah then concludes and says, Allah is all-powerful, all-encompassing, totally in control, alone and unique, عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَ, knower of the unseen and the visible, فَتَعَالَى. He is far above amma yushrikun, that which they ascribe to him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is beyond. That's why shirk is such a heinous crime, because you're associating that with Allah which is totally beneath the majesty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding. That also brings to an end ruku number 5 of Suratul Mu'minun.